brought to you by Penguin.
This Spells Love by Kate Robb, read by Kaya Freites.
To my favorite Hamiltonian, Kath. When I write the parts I hope are funny, it's your laugh I hear in my head. Chapter 1. So, are we solving the day's problems with sugar or alcohol? It's a great question. The same one I've been debating for the last 18 minutes, standing on the exact spot on the sidewalk that is equidistant from the front door of Nana's Old Fashioned Donuts and the liquor store. You look better today. My older sister, Kirsten, tucks a strand of strawberry blonde hair behind my ear. I'd argue that the hair wasn't out of place, seeing as the best I could do this morning was an intentionally messy bun. But Kirst is used to acting like a mama hen, given our 10-year age difference. I feel good. I lie. She knows it, I know it. But to be fair, today I'm showered, dressed, and wearing clean underwear, a significant improvement from the last 3 stinky, wallowy underwear optional weeks. I think Nana's is probably the right life choice. I step toward the clear glass door of the donut shop. Kirsten follows behind me. As the door swings open, we are blasted with the sweet scent of sugar and yeast and happiness. Yes, this is the exact type of comfort I need. We take our place in line behind a handful of other hungry Hamiltonians who have excellent taste in morning pastries and eye the double-wide glass case hosting dozens of artisanal donuts, handcrafted with Nana's love. What are you getting? Kirsten nudges me with her elbow as her eyes lock onto a row of coconut creams. Her question is more of a formality, a wild sister ritual. To say we come here often is an understatement, a gross understatement. Half a dozen classic fritters, I tell both Kirst and the little old lady working the cash register, who is not the real Nana. It's my order, the one I give every Saturday morning when we meet for our weekly walk and talks, or on a random July Monday when my life has fallen apart. Beside me, my sister sighs. You could branch out, you know. She points to a pink frosted donut. That one says wine and sunshine. Try it with me. I'm conducting serious donut research. She looks over at me with a hopeful raise of her brows. Still, I shake my head and take my donut box from the cashier, who gives me a polite smile before reaching for another box and filling it with Kirsten's signature order of surprise me. The cashier hands the box to Kirsten, who doesn't even bother to wait until we've paid to bite into a dark pink one and moan, Oh, sweet baby Jay. This thing is better than an orgasm. You have to try a bite. She holds the cream-filled confection up to my mouth. I'm good. I hold up my donut box. Team Fritter, remember? She takes another big bite, and after yet another head-turning moan, rolls her eyes over dramatically. I would never knock Nana's fritters, but aren't you ever worried you're missing out on something incredible? I'm not. Or at least not worried enough to order anything but my tried and true. Fritters are delicious, I tell her. They've never left me disappointed. My intention was not to use my donut purchasing habits as a metaphor for my life. But at the word disappointed, something clicks in my brain. And the tears that I have managed to keep inside since the 30 designated minutes of cry time I allow myself every morning make an unscripted appearance, rolling down my cheeks like midsummer raindrops. Stuart was supposed to be my apple fritter. My heart squeezes at the mention of my ex. Why did I go and do that? Say out loud, he who shall not be named. It's the catalyst that turns my cute summer tears into an ugly thunderstorm. And it takes all of my self-restraint to stand there, avoiding the pitying looks of the cashier, while Kirst pulls out her Visa card and pays. The moment the receipt is in her hand, I bolt back out to the sidewalk, where a real estate flyer box gives me enough support to close my eyes, turn my head to the sun, and try to forget the clusterfuck that is my love life. You okay, Gems?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?